All right, here we go again. I'm excited about episode 12. Right. Episode 12, amen. It ends with me. That's the title of this episode. It ends with me. And I have Pastor Len McClone with us tonight. Hey. It's going to be amazing what he has to say and his testimony on his journey becoming a congregational care pastor, where how God snatched him out of the world. And you have to hear what the Lord has to say through him tonight. I believe it's going to be epic. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be transformative. It's going to touch your heart, your mind. And this is going to bring a word that is just going to take you from where you are to where you need to be in Jesus' name. If you stay the course, if you just believe what God has promised you, amen, it will come to pass. And I believe it's going to be amazing. Pastor Len, welcome to Out of the Box, episode 12. Thank you for being with us today. Come on.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited. Studio looks awesome, man.
Amen. God is good. And we are thrilled to have you here today. And I know that what you carry and what the Lord has done in your life is going to just bless somebody today. So I want to talk about the first thing we want to hit right away is I know you weren't a believer and the Lord reached you. How did he find you? Like, I know that we say that, you know, I found God. No, he found you.
That's right.
And where did he find you at?
Yeah, so I was the one that was lost, not God.
Let's go.
He had tried to reach me plenty of times before that, before I came to Christ. But a buddy of mine who had been in a gang, he became a believer, and he used to cut my hair. We hung out in high school. And he became a believer, and you know, we were all like, "Nah, you'll be back in the streets in no time," you know. And he was real. He was real. He, you know, all the pressure. He actually cut everybody's hair, and everybody used to be like, "Nah, you'll be back. You'll be back." He never went back. He kept it real. Wow. He would, you know, he'd give me the gospel just by his life. You know, words every now and then, and just different things. He was always there, even though he was still, you know, trusting and believing in God.
Yeah.
And you know, he was still always around and reachable, and he didn't disappear because he became a Christian. He was still accessible. Nice. Just his life.
So you saw the change in him, and that impacted you more than anything that could come out of his mouth.
Preached to me 10 times more than anything he could.
Wow, see? The power of your testimony.
So important.
Amen. So you came to the Lord, and the Lord just, how did you, you know, like, was it a service, a Bible study? How did that happen?
Yeah, so after like 9 years of him just dropping gems on me.
9 years?
You know, 9, 10 years.
Wow.
He was cutting my hair, and one day he just invited me to a Bible study. So he invited me to other things, but he invited me to a Bible study that he was leading for a youth group at his church. So my man Eric Carrion, and I just took him up on that offer, you know. Came to like a crossroads in my life where I was like, man, I done did everything like I could possibly do. There's nothing out here that's really satisfying.
So there was an emptiness in you.
It was an emptiness.
And you needed to be filled.
Yeah, I think he kind of felt that too. Like, you know, being a believer, you know when somebody has an emptiness or just something that God needs to minister to them about at a specific time. And I think that was what he kind of felt in me. And you know, he just invited me. I took him up on his offer, man. And I went to that Bible study. It was at a house. It wasn't at a church.
Okay.
And it was like a life group.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, when I opened those doors, Pastor, those kids were rocking. And what I mean is, you know, the spirit was moving so freely in that house, man. Just to see kids shouting at the top of their lungs, praising Jesus in expectancy.
Yeah.
Like, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids just in expectancy of God to do something at that moment. And I wasn't used to it. I was hit, man. The Holy Spirit stuck me. And I couldn't move. I was just like, oof. I felt sin all over me. Like, you know, man. I was like, I remember what I was doing last night. Like, like it, wow. And these kids, man, were just going in for Christ. And it was so powerful that the Bible study, that Bible study, I gave my life to Jesus afterwards. They did a, you know,
an altar call.
Call, you know, who wants to receive Jesus? And I was like, I think everybody here got Jesus except for me. And I never looked back. I never looked back. I received Jesus that night.
And it's just amazing the fact that he kept pursuing you and giving you nuggets and just sowing a seed for 9 years. For those who are watching, don't give up on your friends. Don't give up on family. Keep just, you know, just pouring into them and just believing that at one particular moment, God is going to do what you have sowed into that person's life, believing that God can transform them, that God can change them. And the time came, the perfect time, that God said, you know, I'm going to open this door. I'm going to create this space for you, just for you. You were the only one in that room that needed Jesus. And God created that whole space just for to cater to you and save you. And that is powerful. For those who are like trying to, I'm giving up on my cousin, I'm giving up on my mom, I'm giving up on my parents. No, keep spreading the news, the good news of the gospel. It will eventually will not return void and do what it was sent out to do. Amen.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's my guy, man. That's like one of my best friends. You know, to see his transition and then to really feel like that table was set for me. Literally, like that Bible study was for me. It was set for me. I remember the scripture we talked about. It was for me. And I knew it was for me, and I never looked back on that. I never doubted that. I never turned my back on Christ because I felt like that was set up for me. And as much as it was impactful in my life, some of the kids that were there still come up to me and I don't recognize them, but they recognize me.
Wow.
And if they're able to see what I'm doing and recognize that was a real moment.
Yeah. And how many years ago?
A decade.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow. 10 years ago, and you're still strong in the Lord. Come on, somebody.
Praise
Amen.
God.
But you came, not your wife.
No, it was just me.
Pastor Idris didn't come. It was you. So how did that transition? What happened there when you came now with a light, with a new revelation, with this whole new spirit inside of you, the spirit of the Lord? I mean, how did you handle that? What happened there?
Well, I went straight home. I found this treasure, Pastor.
Like, I got to share this.
I found this very treasure. I'm telling everybody.
That's that first love that, you know, that's what the Bible says. Do not let that first love, that fire, you know, dwindle or disappear, because it is what drives us, you know, to snatch others from hell and help them come out of the dilemma situation they're in. That's the first love, the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So you took that home.
I did.
And what happened there?
And I got rejected.
You got the door slammed. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And why that? Why that? Because how were you before that? Why was it rejected? Because you're coming in, you know, with a humble spirit, a different mindset, kind of like a good thing. But why was it pushed away?
Initially, I think she just thought it was just something that happens in the moment. Oh, she was like, that's okay, great. And she kept going about her night.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. And I was sitting there like almost shaking, like, how do I live right now? What do I do? I don't know any scriptures. I don't know like how to be a Christian. I'm just like excited. Like, I know I encountered the Spirit of God in a unique and relevant, tangible way that I was different.
Wow.
From that moment
instantly,
on.
Right there, from right then, leaving that Bible study.
Right then.
You were awakened, shaken, and like chains came off of you. And you're like, what do I do now?
Yeah, all my desires diminished.
Wow.
My passion.
That is so powerful.
Yeah. It was like my purpose was revealed. It was a reason for living outside of just my children and my wife. But it was almost like she was just like, okay, that was a moment. He'll get over it. I never got over it. I don't plan on ever getting over it.
Let's go.
partly also, I think because our lifestyle before that, like my wife and I, we met in a club. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, man, I had, you know, 4 Coronas in my hands. It was 2 for 1.
Wow.
You know, and I saw her from across the club, and I was like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go talk to her. And so on my way there, I turned down these other girls asking me to dance with them and all of the, and I was like,
you were focused.
Yeah, that's, I was like, one. Nah, I gotta go over here and talk to her. And she was turning guys down that were coming up to her. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go talk to this girl. And I think they just wanted my Coronas anyway, so. But you know what was incredible? That's where we came from. I was high at the time. Coronas, that was like life, drinking, smoking.
The life of many people right now.
Yeah. Oh, so many. You know, pills, party. Mm. It was whatever you could do to wild out is what, you know, what we would do. I learned how to function and wild out from, you know, family, parents.
So it was a radical change.
It was totally
different. Based on what you're saying right now, it was radical. It was like, wow.
Totally different. I believe partly the other part why she may have turned me down and kind of like rejected the Lord was because it was a love. Mm. When you love the Lord, it's a love that everybody knows, whether they're believers or not. That love radiates, permeates. Mm-hmm. It penetrates hearts, even those that resist. And so, you know, my wife, she kind of like, you know, jealous in a little bit. She was just, you know, like, you know, why is he so fired up over this? You
That's know? Not the man I married.
It's not. And she's like, you know, it was almost like I was choosing the way of the Lord over our way.
Mm.
You know?
And
she had to see that it was, I was asking the Lord to do this with our whole family.
So you got to the point that you began to like, Lord, you got to do something in my home now. Like what you did with me, something has to happen because now you have friction in the home. Now you have like, what is this in my house now? Who are you practically? You know, he's not, you know, everything is changing. You don't have the desire to do the other thing. So now you're saying no to this, no to that. And now it's like, what is going on here? So I'm sure that you had to struggle with that and say, Lord, you know what, you know, friction came into the home, I assume.
Yeah, it was big time. You know, for months it was just back and forth. Like she would argue and try to just stir up stuff for no reason, and she would come at me cursing, yelling, breaking stuff. You know, like just going crazy because I wouldn't respond. I wouldn't give in to the fighting. I wouldn't give in to the arguing. I just knew I had this peace over me. It was the only way I can demonstrate the love of Christ because I didn't really have the word yet. I didn't really have. But
you
I just
you didn't have that scripture peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding yet. But you knew you had it.
I had it, and I was just like, oh, wow. I'ma love on her. It's the only thing that I can do to show her that this is real. And it would frustrate her. It would frustrate everything that the enemy was trying to.
Because you kept
do
loving more.
Her. Oh
wow!
Gosh.
And, power of love.
I didn't know why. I'm like, why is she resisting? And my buddy that I got saved through cutting his hair. He was cutting my hair again, and. And Eric was like, yo, man, it's the enemy using her. And I was because being a new believer, I was a little bit nervous. Yeah, well, I was a little bit intimidated. Yeah. I was a little bit like shocked. I'm like, what? And I got a little angry. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, but he's like, yo, the enemy is using her to try to pull you back and lure you back. And it got real then. You know, I started to, you know, just try to learn a little bit more about Christ. And it became... to where I was digging in scriptures to literally try to, that was my mission, to get her to become, you know, a believer, to be on board so that we could lead our family. And I saw what it was doing to her, man.
That is crazy because, you know, you're already talking about what the process of, you know, like, you know, it ends with me and all that stuff. Like you said, no, you put a foot down. You know, I'm just going to pursue the Lord, this new thing that I'm feeling. And how it's amazing to see how even God intertwined us, you know, because then I guess my wife was involved too, Pastora. Yeah. And you, now you're a congregational pastor at the Assault Church. So God already had all this pre-planned.
He did.
And that's crazy how he just put all the puzzles and everything together. So talk to me about that. You know, how did then she... you know, open up her heart. What happened?
Yeah, so like I said, after a couple months of just, you know, her kind of like wilding out on me every day and resisting, it got to a point, and she had mentioned multiple times, she had, you know, in arguments, threatening, yelling to divorce me, take the kids. You know, and I just, man, she was going in one night, and I just, I didn't know really how to respond, you know, or what to do to fix the situation. So I remember going to sleep, laying down on the bed and praying myself to sleep. And while I was praying, I'm sitting there crying, like tears streaming down my face. And I'm just like, Lord, if you're calling me, you got to do something here. If this is the way you want me to go, you got to bring in my family.
Yeah.
You got to bring in my wife. Bring somebody else into my wife's life that can show her the passion that I have for you, that can show her what you're doing in me, because I can't explain it. I don't know what else to do. I'm just trying to live my life and minister with my life, but I don't have the words. I refuse to fight anymore. If you're calling me, then you gotta move this mountain. If you're not calling me, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'll just go back to the way that I used to be. At least then I know I have my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm crying, man. God knows that's what I wanted. I wanted her to feel the peace, the joy, the love that I had. I wanted her to be free from the addictions and the different things that I had, you know, and the things that were knocking at the door, that were just not good for us, our family, our matrimony, you know. And that very next morning, my wife dropped my daughter off to the day school, VBK, and my daughter comes up to her and tells her, hey, you know, my husband and I, we opened a church recently. You should come. Just invitation. Just an invitation. And Isis texted me right after that. It was like, hey, you know, Miss Martinez, that's who she was at the time. Mm-hmm. Miss Martinez came up to me and told me that, you know, her and her husband opened the church and I'm going on Sunday. And so that was the next morning after I prayed what I prayed. So I'm sitting in the driveway or in the parking lot of Verizon where I worked, and I'm looking at the text message like, what? Like, God answered it the next morning.
The next morning.
I was like, what? So, I'm like, yeah, I'm coming too. Yeah, cool, great, let's go. But I knew what it was. I was like, she about to get saved out here, man. She about to, God about to reel one in.
Let's go.
And so we end up going to the service, and man, she goes up to the front. So you were doing an extended altar call. And I'm praying, and somebody called her out as the altar call was going on. I'm like, oh, they're going to make her go up to the front. No, that's not what happened. They made her go to the back because I think Lanaya wanted a kiss or something like that in the back. And so she comes back and altar call still going on. I'm crying. I'm like, Lord, you brought us here. We might not never come back. You got to do it right now. You got to do it right now. Lord, you got to do it right now because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes back. She stands next to me. You give another call, another opportunity. She walks out on her own. I don't even think anybody else got saved then. I think she was the only one. And she walked up there on her own with boldness, man. That takes boldness.
Oh my God, so powerful.
And tears streaming down her face, man. She gave her life to the Lord.
Say anything to her at that moment.
I said nothing. I was just praying. I was like, Jesus, you got us this far. I know this ain't no coincidence. I believe in you.
Nobody influencing this, just God.
God orchestrated.
Wow.
And so we never look back.
And to see her now so active in ministry with a couple ministries in the, you know, from a couple that was about to get divorced, a couple that this all out in the clubs and drinking and smoking and doing all of this, to now leading a church practically and couples and carrying all, you know, congregational care pastors all over the place, you know, just doing ministry, preaching the gospel, you know, mentoring other young girls. I mean, unbelievable what the Lord has done. But it was a journey.
Big time. Big journey. it was crazy. It was just like so many things lined up to stop us from following Christ that just, man, they seem so far back in the rearview mirror that it's just, it's amazing.
And to see your children in ministry right now too.
Yeah.
Aliciana, Anaya, I mean, they are active in ministry. They're loving God, not even forced to do this. Like, this is a generational now blessing over your children and soon their children. Only God. But I know talk to me a little bit about the struggle, because we added this title, you know, it ends with me for a reason. Why does it end with me? What is ending with you?
Yeah, so the generational curses, the generational cycles, you know, I praise God that I was exposed to so much at a young age. Help me. I kid with people. I tell them I have an old soul, you know. I'd rather hang out with, you know, 50, 60, 70-year-old cats than...
I'm there too.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've always been that way.
The wisdom that Paul.
I love it. I love it. I love just sitting at the feet and taking it in. And, you know, I was exposed to so much drugs, the lifestyle that follows drugs, alcoholism, addiction, substance abuse, since I've been in diapers. I remember sitting in, you know, in my dad's room. We lived, me, my pops, and then my uncle, three of my uncles, my auntie, my grandmother in the same house in Jersey, Atlantic City. And I remember sitting on my dad's floor playing with the seeds, the weed, kicking it, you know, flicking it with my hands, you know, playing with the stems and all that. You know, like, I grew up around drugs. I remember my auntie getting beaten by her boyfriend at the time. You know, they were smoking drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was just
I remember him almost breaking a window when they were fighting. You know what I mean? Like, I just remember so much. I remember my uncle fighting with him, with my auntie's boyfriend in the streets, scrapping. And I'm looking at this.
Yeah, you're exposed to all of this.
Yeah, and you know, he was a big drug dealer. My uncle's fighting, and my grandmother, my great grandmother, and I, we on the porch watching this. The cops come, they draw guns. He pulls out a machete. You know what I'm saying? And this is happening, and I'm 4 years old.
Trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just drugs.
And
everywhere.
It's just there in your mind and in your brain, man. Working.
Oh, yeah. I remember my uncle, I remember doing a fundraiser for my uncle's best friend, was like my uncle. His name was Maudie. He had a tumor, and believe it was from drugs, you know. And we did this fundraiser, raised all this money. And this was when I was living in Florida. Flew up to Jersey to do this for the summer. It was part of what we did. To come back, I hear that he passed away because he was messing with them drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, my uncle passed away from drugs. His wife, my auntie, passed away from drugs. My nephew, drug-related illness.
Lord Jesus.
My brother, in and out of jail, drug-related charges. He's no longer, you know, here.
Wow.
My godfather, halfway houses, in and out of drugs, had a seizure. Overdosed, in a wheelchair, can barely talk. My auntie, in and out of halfway houses, you know, because of drugs. She'd been on drugs since before I was born.
And this is for people that don't believe that carries on, that it's not a generational thing. It is.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you're just confirming this lineage, this line right now, going one from the other. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like he spelled it. Praise God, you know, there's some breakthroughs like with my auntie and stuff like that. But there's that what if.
Yeah. You know. And yeah, the enemy attacks the whole home, the house. Oh, yeah. You know, the children, the next one.
My pops. You know? Yeah, my pops, most of his adult life is defined by that. You know, there's been relationships severed because of that. Wow. In my own home. You know. I got my brother won't speak to him because of that. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm like my birth mother, she pushed me away. She'd rather do substances than have me in her life. So to see this cycle, this generational thing, man, it stops with me.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, Lisiana, like her stepdad, drug overdose, you know, her grandfather, she never met him, drug overdose.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, like it's
chasing and chasing, and you put a stop to it.
It stops.
Not only a stop, man, but you are stopping it with boldness, with authority, with an anointing from God, man, that you are like pursuing God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and carrying your family in that journey and saying, you know, with this curse, you know, it's not gonna follow us. This thing is not gonna catch up to us. We're leaving it behind. We severed that, we cut it, and we're moving forward in Jesus' name. This is amazing how God is just protecting you from all of that and how he snatched you out of that. That's just amazing, you know, because, you know, it was just in an instant. God said, not with you.
Yeah.
You know, you because God can do it, but you decide whether you're going to walk in it.
Right.
God will bring about the breakthrough. God will break those chains. God will open up your eyes to see the truth of the matter of what's happening in your home and what's happening in your future. And he brings this lack of peace and all that you say, and you start chasing after something else.
Right.
God comes in, but then you still got to sustain that. You got to maintain that. You refuse to surround yourself with all that garbage, all that stuff. You know, you push forward. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, speaking to that point, even when I was in the world, even when I was wilding, you know, doing what it do out there, I had standards that I wouldn't let none of my boys mess with that white stuff.
Wow.
You're not, we might burn, we might do, you know, we might do pills, we might drink, we might act a fool, we might wild out, but we're not doing
that. We're not crossing that line.
Because I've seen people die. Mm. I seen people that I love pass away. I seen it destroy. And then some of my boys didn't listen, and they hemmed up. They They in all kind of bondage because of that. And they hated me at the moment when I wouldn't let them do it. At least they do it around me. But some of them in jail, some of them, you know, just gone. Like, totally, you don't hear from them. Like, just wrapped up in drugs. The enemy got them.
Thank God Almighty for the work he has done in your life, man. We're so grateful and blessed to have a God that saw us in our situation and took us out right on time. Yeah. Right when we needed it the most, he snatched us out and blessed us and continue to protect us and continue to now protect our children from that game from the enemy to steal, and destroy. That weapon that he uses, maybe just subtly come in, discreetly and try to come in and kill, the seed that God has for us, the blessing. Yeah. But thank God Almighty that we renew our mind daily, that we're devoted, that we consecrate it, that we don't play with this world, because this world has nothing to offer but God. Yeah. Thank God, look at your living testimony of that. And I wrote down here, I just wrote down here something that says, breaking the cycle, right? And I brought that generational curses can only be broken if we fully understand what's happening. Mm. Like, if we fully are aware of the enemy's tactics and his weapons. And one of the things, there are some things that we have to just do in order to continue the process of deliverance.
Yeah.
And one of the things is becoming self-aware of destructive patterns. The other one that I have is educating yourself about family history.
Mm.
What's going on here? Where is the enemy attacking my home every time?
Yeah.
That I need to close that door and not even give a foothold to the enemy. Also, the other thing is taking accountability.
Right.
For my own part.
That's key.
Right? Yeah. The other one is don't be afraid to reach out to people and say, you did with your friend. You know what?
Yeah.
Take me to that Bible study.
Yeah.
Today I need something other than what I've been exposed to or my routine. And then ensure that it stops with you. When you really get that breakthrough and that mindset is open to understand that you're better than that, that you don't belong there, that, you don't have to be like your dad, you don't have to be like mama or papa or whoever did what they did, you don't have to become a victim. You can say, you know what, there is something better, there is a purpose in my life, there is a destiny that God has prepared for me, and I'm going to seek the Lord. And then the other thing is, it's like the only way. The last one to me is the only way is through Jesus.
Come on.
There's no other way.
Come on.
You can have all that. You line all that, all the things, take accountability, check what's happening here. Where is the enemy attacking my home with my, family tree? But then the only way to escape all of that is through Jesus.
That's it.
Here's the way. Can you say something about that?
It's
to someone
Jesus.
That's watching. Tell them like
Jesus,
what you said on Sunday. Jesus.
Listen, I remember when I was a kid, I got an uncle that's a 5%er, and the enemy was after me to get me in religious bondage as well as a kid. And I remember him telling me, 3 years old, he's like, yeah, all white people are going to hell and da da da, and just hearing that sort of stuff, it's just like, man, this is real. And when I put them puzzle pieces together now, I think I understand why it was so heavy.
All even at that young age, man. Wow.
All impressionable and everything, man. And so only Jesus can set you free. Only Jesus can deliver you. Only Jesus can give you what you're seeking. If there's an emptiness inside you, if there's voids that need to be filled, if you've been hurt before, if you're searching for purpose, if you're looking for a calling, if you're looking for something noble to stand for and live for, it's Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only one that can break the bondage and yokes that the enemy puts on you. He's the only one that can set you free from strongholds in your mind. From addictions and those desires that don't benefit anybody. He's the only one. He realigns things in your mind. He realigns things in your heart. The truth will get exposed. The truth will grow inside of you. When you latch onto his word, you'll recognize that there's not one bit of of lie to his word. There's not one bit of false substance to what he gives you. He gives life and life in abundance. He is the only one that can fill your cup and make it overflow. He's the only one that can set you on a path to righteousness and peace. He's the only one. Every other way is narrow, is wide, and it leads to destruction. But only Jesus Christ, the narrow road, only Jesus Christ is the way to life. He's the only way that you can get to the Father. And the power of his name is indescribable. It will break every yoke that's ever been put on you. It'll break every bondage. You just have to trust in him. You just have to let him lead you and guide you and stick to what he's telling you, which is basically to give everything to him. So any addictions, any abuse that you know, substance abuse, anything heavy that's holding you and weighing you down, give it to Jesus. His yoke is easy. It's light. It's he wants to take all of that from you, so that you don't have to carry that, so that you can live free and experience a true love that's greater than anything you'll ever experience in this world.
Amen. Wow, that is so powerful. Amen. What a advice of what to do in order to receive your breakthrough. Jesus is the way. There's no other way. And we bless you, Pastor Lamb, man. Thank you for sharing with transparency everything that you went through to get to this stage. You know, what can you say right now that is happening that is so great in your life, you know, in ministry, with your family, to someone that's watching right now? Because, okay, you know, you got through all of this, but what are the results? You know, what are the positive results, you know, other than eternal life in Christ Jesus, which is the biggest thing. For but sure. What's happening here on earth that you are receiving, you know, that you can share that? Because somebody be like, okay, you know, should I exchange what I have now, even with the struggles and stuff, to just sit in a church? No, it's not just sitting in a church. What's happening? Man. Can you share something about, you know, like a revelation on that?
Oh man, listen, you know that, and that's a valid question, because there's, you know, I got that a lot when I first came to the Lord. A lot of my friends were like, "Yo, what you gonna do for fun?" I'm like, "Man, I ain't never had more fun in my life." Like, this. Man, this is, you know, I always have something to do. I always have something that I'm looking forward to, you know, and your desires change, you know, and so many people think that desires that they have is the end all be all, like that's it. But it's like, wait till you experience life in Christ. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get benefit, you know, so many, like, just, you're going to feel filled by serving others. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to feel filled by seeing other people deliver. You're going to feel filled by seeing other people set free. You're going to feel a joy when you see people breaking through those addictions, because they put their trust in Jesus, and you see the power of Christ come over somebody, come over a family, bring them together, and you see broken homes, you know, rebuilt in Christ, man, and you see marriages built up in the Lord that were being torn apart. That's just something special. It does something purpose inside of you witnessing that, right? So God gave me purpose. He gave me hope. He gave me, you know, he gave me a new life. It's like the Bible calls it born again. It's like being born a second time, because this life that I'm experiencing is so rich. It's so full. I have a peace that just surpasses anything you could ever understand. It doesn't mean that problems don't come. It just means that I'm able to handle them in a different way, knowing that my hope is in Jesus and that he will never fail me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I have him living inside of me, man. What kind of God wants to make his home inside of you? Like, I'm just, so you have a God that's real, living, and he's not dead. He's inside of you. The Bible calls him the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He wants to just live and roar inside of you and just allow you to experience an abundant life, a great life, a life of joy and peace. And there's nothing greater, man. My life has never been more full. It's never been more purposeful. I've never felt like
the whole family.
Yeah, the whole family. My whole family is
Holy
on board.
Spirit, just the Holy Spirit is there, the comforter, you know, the one that guides us.
Absolutely, absolutely. All my children are able to, you know, walk this narrow road, and we have each other, and we have a family in Christ, man. We have so many more friends, and like, you know, your friendship and your mentorship has been instrumental in my life, man.
So, we love you.
You know, you, Patora, like, I just can't even imagine you guys not in our lives, in my children's lives. From the way it happened, it was organic. Nothing was forced. From the day school with the kids, like,
and just this to see is life, you grow, man. For us, just to see you grow, just to see the purpose of God in your life come to fulfillment. in every way, shape, or form, the revelation that God gives you, how blessed, how much you have blessed the church and the ministry. You know, it's just beyond words. Not only you, your wife, Pastora Isis, you know, seeing her grow and blossom. It's just amazing, from a shy woman to just taking, you know, hold of ministries and blessing women, you know, left and right, counseling young girls, I mean, and your daughters. I mean, it's just been a blessing all around. And it inspires us as pastor, you know. That's why we saw the pastoral role on you, because God matured you in such a level and so quickly. It was amazing because there was no time to waste. Now, we're living in end time season, and God's saying, I got to expedite this. But we, seeing it from the outside in, you know, like, and when we come home, we are so empowered and so uplifted and so, you know, like, kind of encouraged to continue when we're tired and weary, because we're pouring and pouring and pouring. But then to see the fruits of your life and your whole family manifested, it gives us that perspective and that understanding that it's not about us, that we gotta sacrifice, because lives are being transformed. People are really leaving their old ways to become new in Christ. And then to see them, to see all of their dreams, because something people think, oh, my dreams and my desires are gonna be hijacked. No, God says He will make you the head and not the tail. That's so right. you go into promotion with God's blessing. You cannot live this world without God's blessing.
That's right.
God is, when God blesses you, He opens doors. He makes you the head and not the tail. He favors you. That when you don't qualify, He qualifies you. Yeah. It's just amazing to see what God does. So He will put you in your place that you want and your desire, your dreams to become this lawyer. You know, you maybe not a pastor, but become a lawyer. But now you're doing kingdom work as a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you're blessing, and God is just sending, you know, jobs and stuff. That's what God does, because it's intertwined with His kingdom.
That's right.
You know, so it's never a loss. It's always a gain in Christ Jesus. It's always, you always get the better of life with Christ Jesus. I would never abandon this call or all my life in Christ Jesus. I'd rather die, you know, in this and just live for Him, because that's what the Bible says, die to yourself and live for Him. But then He gives you everything as well.
He does.
So it's just, you know, it's just amazing. So encourage somebody. Can you do, you know, we're closing now, but I believe that we need to do an altar call, altar call for somebody. Like, just like you said, maybe it's not a church setting, it's not a pulpit, and it's not a bunch of people, but you had a study group.
Yeah.
There wasn't a podium there wasn't, you know, a pulpit there, and look what the Lord has done for you. So I believe that right there where you are, if you lift up your hands and repeat this prayer of Pastor Len is gonna recite, you're gonna say, you know, wait, I need Jesus right now. Just do it, whether you're watching it on Facebook Live, or whether you're watching us on the podcast, or listening to us on the podcast, or watching it through YouTube, right there, you know, just lift up your hands and say, you know what, I need Jesus. But this is the prayer you need to say, so God can just bless you and come into your dark place, come into that situation you're in. All of these episodes leading up to this 12, that you said this is your number, 12. That's amazing how God even
That's my favorite number. That's my jersey number.
Come on.
Basketball jersey, man.
All this. God, even that to perfection.
That's right.
You know, and this wasn't orchestrated, this wasn't planned. I didn't call you and say, hey, let's do episode 12, you know. No, it's just God revealed it, and even that makes sense. So what am I saying with this? That even your time to say yes to the Lord is now, and it makes sense. Amen. So go ahead and usher somebody into the Lord, into the presence of God, and we pray that you open up your heart and receive this.
That's right, that's right. If you're feeling like, if you're feeling empty, if you're feeling, you know, burdened, weighed down, heaviness, if you're feeling stuck, like you have things in your life that you can't surrender, that might have a grip on you. Or if you just want to experience life and life in abundance that Jesus promises to offer you, then repeat this prayer with me. Father God, fill me up. Fill me up with your Spirit. Lead me in a new direction. I want to walk the path that is narrow. I believe you died on the cross, Jesus, for my sins. I believe you shed your blood for me. I believe that you resurrected on the third day and ascended to heaven with the Father and are seated in glory. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Wash me with your blood. Water me with your word. Fill me with your spirit. Lead me. I surrender everything to you. You are my Lord and my God. You are my Savior. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life and never erase it. Lord, I trust you to guide me and lead me. And I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hope you received and repeated that prayer. And if you have done that today, right now, welcome to the family of the Lord. Amen. Go. We celebrate you in advance because that's we know that a breakthrough is coming immediately to your home. Praise the Lord. What God did with Len, he'll do it with you and everybody that has been on this podcast. We all got scars. We all have a story.
Yeah.
But God takes the mess and converts it into a testimony can now share and bless other people to say, yes, there is a way. Yes, you can come out of that. God can do it for you. Amen. Just come and receive him. Amen. Find a good church. You know, you don't have to come to our church. Find a good church where they can pour into you. They can mentor you, guide you, and teach you the way of the Lord. Amen. So you can grow, amen, some spiritual muscles and see God at a different, with a different perspective and with a different lens in life and take advantage of all the rich blessings that will come your way when you honor the Lord and love him with all your heart. It's not only for you. It's a generational breaker. Is come a generational on. Curse breaker. Amen. When that's you come to the Lord, he breaks it and stops right with you. You can stop it. So what are you going to do? Will it stop with you? Will it end with you today? Say yes. That's it ends right here. Now with this show, this episode, I found my answer that I was looking for. And that answer is simply Jesus Christ, the Savior, the one who died for you on the cross and resurrected on the third day. And it's coming back for you and us and for his church. Amen. In victory. And you can live in this hell that we're living in this world. Amen. That is so corrupt with a covering of the blood of Jesus and with a blessing from above that only he can give. And the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, that will be with you every step of the way. Amen. Through every challenges in life. So, hey, I bless you and we bless you, Pastor Len.
Thank you so much.
It was amazing. We honor you again and we're so proud of you. May the Lord continue to open doors and expand your ministry and expand and give you all the desires of your heart, not only for you, but your entire family. May they continue to be blessed and covered by the Lord. And thank you so much. Amen. There you have it. Episode 12. Amen. It ends with me, with Pastor Len. I hope this episode and all the rest, but especially this one as well today, because I know it's for you today, that is a blessing for your life and that you have a seed that has been planted in your life. So please, please, please share. I always say this in every episode. Not for me. I don't need exposure. You know, I'm 55. I don't need no status quo and all that stuff, you know. I just want you to be blessed, and I want other people through you that you can sow a seed like that barber was doing. Sow a seed and just share this message, because maybe your cousin needs to hear it. Maybe your friend, your mom, your dad, somebody that you know, a coworker needs to hear this and is struggling, and you can just share it. You can just share the podcast or share the YouTube video. So for YouTube, you can find us at Out of the Box 941. Amen. And subscribe to our channel. We have so much content coming your way and so much testimonies of the glory of God. So we bless you and we honor you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you every step of the way. And that may the light of the Jesus Christ illuminate your life today. This we pray in Jesus' name. God bless you and see you for the next episode 13. Amen. For the glory of God. God bless you, folks.